Good morning from beautiful Sheffield, Massachusetts. Today, we welcome you back to another installment of Song Playwright Analysis. Today, we're going to be looking at The Election of 1800, the song from Hamilton the play. How accurately it depicts the actual election of 1800 and the rivalries between different politicians in the song through rap music. Today, we have our special guest, Lucas Miranda, here with us, a U.S. history expert, to describe the song and tell us about the historical accuracy context. Good morning, Lucas.
I'm really happy to be here, Matthew. Thanks for having me. Hello, everyone.
So, Lucas, let me ask your opinion on this story. How accurately do you think the song depicts the election of 1800? You know, being a rap song, you'd think it might be a little over-exaggerated or not 100% accurate, but Lin-Manuel Miranda, the director of the play, tried his best. Give me your input on that.
I think the song really does a great job of describing the rivalry that Hamilton and John Adams had at the time, because they obviously hate each other. And the election of 1800 is really important because there was no other election beforehand that had two of the major political parties going head to head, and it was just really close. I think it's really close to the political standpoint in America right now, where half the country really likes Trump, and a lot of the other half of the country really liked Hillary Clinton. So in both cases, the people were just really divided.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this song also does a good job of describing who is running for office, the results of the election, and it kind of informally throws in some different facts, like how they both tied in the end of the election in terms of electoral votes, and it was up to more the House of Representatives to decide who actually got the title of president. So this being a rap song, how do you think this affects people today listening to this? How do you think they can hear this information differently through this, I guess, different form of art that is being presented through instead of just facts?
I mean, that's a great question, and me personally, I'd rather listen to a rap song than read an article or a newspaper, and it's way easier to understand the actual election in a rap song, and more people really enjoy listening to it, and ultimately there are more people who are going to get involved in the election if they're more informed about it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think, you know, being a rap song and the play Hamilton was so popular when it first came out, this definitely opens up a new outlet for people to study American history in this specific time, which I think is interesting and has kind of invoked a passion for American history and some theater students and more people of that nature. So in the election of 1800, there were two main conflicting parties. There was Thomas Jefferson and Aaron Burr, both representing the Republican Party. However, Jefferson had backing from Alexander Hamilton, giving him much stronger Federalist beliefs. This is a very new concept, having these two complete opposite sides duking it out for president. So what specific examples or specific things do you think changed as a result of this election for the rest of America and the rest of future elections in years to come?
I mean, after the election, the 12th Amendment was instated, which basically meant that there would be a vote for vice president. Then there would also be a vote for who the actual president would be, which was different from the election of 1800 because there was only one vote. So whoever was first would come in and be the president, and the one with the lower number of votes would be the vice president. And this is also just to make sure that the votes were coming in for the best people possible, and not only for the right party, and it also made sure that everyone had a say in the government, that the power was somewhat evenly distributed.
So, Thomas Jefferson, Aaron Burr were the only two candidates who tied the election. And it came down to the delegates in the House of Representatives to decide the president. And the song does a good job at representing this. Here we're about to play a verse from the song discussing Alexander Hamilton singing about the tie in the election and how his vote could sway which way it goes.
People are asking to hear my voice. The country is facing a difficult choice. And if you were to ask me who I'd promote, Jefferson has my vote. I had never agreed with...
All right, so there, Hamilton in the song is singing about how he chooses to vote for Jefferson, which ultimately sways the decision towards Jefferson to be the president. And this broke the tie finally for presidential election.
And it was also a huge mistake because then the power would only go to the Republicans after that election, and Hamilton wasn't a Republican. So it was a mistake on his part in the future, because his party would never gain the political power back.
Yeah, so in doing so, he kind of inadvertently killed the Federalist Party. Hamilton did.
Yes, he did.
So overall, the song The Election of 1800 from Hamilton does a decent job at depicting the election of 1800. Obviously, it's in more of a rap battle or a rap song style format, so it's not going to be 100% accurate for what the election was like in terms of just pure syntax, but the facts in the song presented are all correct. Would you agree?
Yes, and I think it's honestly the most important election in American history to this point, because of the way the power went from one party to another, and that it would never go back to the original party, and also like the effects that it had would greatly influence the process that we use today in our elections.
I agree. Well, this has been another song analysis on song playwright analysis. If you'd like to hear this song, you can go on Spotify or YouTube and search The Election of 1800 by John Hamilton. But until then, we will see you next time. This is Matthew McGlinsky signing off.